I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Rocky Mountain Power says service could be cut off for some customers this week because of the risk of wildfires.
Utah Firewatch. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more on the potential blackouts. Mary?
Amanda, it's a warning for people in parts of Summit County. Rocky Mountain Power says they may have to cut the power to 2,000 customers in the Sundance and Summit Park communities today and tomorrow. Spokesman Spencer Hall says it probably won't happen, but they want people to be prepared if they do.
Then when conditions start approaching like we're seeing now, dry conditions, hot conditions and wind, and then with changing temperatures, we sometimes get rain and pole fires and things like that can happen. We just want to be proactive.
Turning off the power would prevent a spark from happening, for example, when windblown or falling debris makes contact with power lines. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
At least two significant fires are still burning right now in Utah. The Range Fire in Provo Canyon is still about 10% contained with closures throughout the canyon. That fire has burned about 3,500 acres. Firefighters are getting the upper hand on the Fire Canyon fire now in Summit County. That fire, 70% contained. It has also burned nearly 1,500 acres.
Parents of students in the Salt Lake City School District are voicing their opinions after the discovery of emails and text messages that appear to have violated the state's open meeting laws.
And I think that you can basically decide to pivot and try to get your own personal agenda items out of the way.
After the school board voted to return to school using only virtual classes, a parent filed a public records request and got back 200 pages of messages that included profanity, appear to be unprofessional, and discussions that appear to leave out some board members.
Provo is joining Utah County in dropping its mask mandate. The city council made the change after the state updated its coronavirus guidelines requiring masks in public places, something Councilor George Hanley hopes young people take to heart.
Because of the interconnected and neighborly structure of our communities, these people are having a lot of contact with others outside of their demographic, and that is one reason why we're seeing the numbers rise.
Health officials say Provo had a sharp uptick in coronavirus infections this summer after young people returned to college.
Swing states are in focus as the presidential campaigns prepare for the final debate tomorrow night.
Your voice, your vote 2020. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more on the campaigns.
President Trump at a rally Tuesday night in Erie, Pennsylvania.
4 or 5 months ago when we started this whole thing, before the plague came in, I had it made. I wasn't coming to Erie. I mean, I have to be honest. There's no way I was coming. I didn't have to.
Democratic challenger Joe Biden calling the president reckless.
He said it would go away when it got warm, and now he's telling us, don't worry, it's going to go away like a miracle.
Biden, in a virtual interview with WISN-TV Milwaukee, noting COVID cases in Wisconsin and elsewhere are surging. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
President Trump's most powerful Senate ally is pressing the White House not to move ahead on a coronavirus pandemic relief package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told fellow Republicans that he has warned the White House not to divide Republicans by sealing a lopsided $2 trillion relief deal with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi before the election. Pelosi's office says talks with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Tuesday were productive, but other veteran lawmakers say there is still too much work to do and not enough time to do it in to enact a relief bill by Election Day.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett has submitted her written responses to questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks has more.
In the judge's questionnaire responses, she played her cards close to the vest, declining to say if the president should commit to a peaceful transfer of power or if the president has the power to pardon himself.
The Judiciary Committee will vote tomorrow on whether to send the nomination to the full Senate.
Misinformation about government and politics is a major problem, according to a new survey from the Associated Press. The poll finds that many voters say it's hard to know whether there's any factual basis for the information they're getting from and about President Trump and Joe Biden. But while many voters say they don't necessarily trust that information about the presidential race is rooted in truth, they say it's relatively easy to get accurate information about voting basics like voter registration and how and when to vote.
Don't know if you saw the video this morning, but the Twin Cities are digging out of one of the biggest snowstorms they've ever seen before Halloween.
That's way too early. Way reminds me of the Halloween blizzard of 91.
Yeah, crazy. Looks like midwinter. Part of Minnesota saw 10 inches of snow yesterday, including nearly 8 inches at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport.
We're sure not getting that here. KSL Weather with Kristen Van Dyke. One last day of warmer than normal temperatures.
Lots of changes in store for our forecast. Today we'll go into the mid-70s for highs, keeping our temperatures about 10 to even 20 degrees above average for many of us. But then tomorrow a cold front approaches and that brings in a dramatic drop in those temperatures. But the biggest change is going to be this weekend when the storm system moves in. Sunday night into Monday, we could be looking at a widespread freeze for the Wasatch Front.
Kristen says our highs on Sunday and Monday are only going to be in the mid-40s.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.